ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Emergency at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. A Japan Airlines plane in flames after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac overnight. Incredibly, all of the nearly 400 passengers on board were safely evacuated, but five Coast Guard members are missing. And in central Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting in an earthquake.
The country's prime minister warns damage from the powerful earthquake is widespread and casualties are likely to rise after it struck off the coast of central Japan. American Daniel Smith was visiting Toyama when the quake hit.
First, it just started very slowly, and everybody kind of left it off. You know, they thought, oh, this is kind of humorous, you know, on New Year's Day. And then it's just a violent shake.
In the aftermath, hundreds of aftershocks and more panic. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
One winning ticket in last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize sold at a store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, outside Flint. The lucky winner hasn't come forward yet. This is ABC News. At least four people killed in fresh Russian attacks on Ukraine's two biggest cities. Missiles hitting Kyiv and Kharkiv, also leaving nearly 100 people hurt. The war now nearly 2 years old. Some know him from Sharknado, others from Beverly Hills 90210. Actor Ian Ziering attacked by a biker gang in L.A. on New Year's Eve.
Video obtained by TMZ shows the 59-year-old moments after he says he got out of his car to check if a group of bikers who had been darting in and out of traffic had damaged his car. Ziering says that's when the group attacked. Ziering is seen being punched and kicked by multiple people. He fights back but is outnumbered and manages to get away. In a separate TMZ video, the bikers are apparently preparing to leave the scene as Ziering tries to comfort his crying daughter.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In an online post, Ziering says he and his daughter were not hurt. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined Tuesday. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with a grassroots organization called Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Indiana Pacers, 122-113. Although Giannis scored 30 points and had 18 rebounds, he was asked what was missing from his team.
Offensively, I don't think it was bad. I think, we did turn the ball over one time, if I remember well. But it was like we couldn't get a stop. and they were able to get the win.
The loss snapped the Bucks' 15-game winning streak at home. The series continues Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa to LSU, the final 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
You know, it's a lot of hot air. That's why I don't like to make statements up here. I don't like to say things that we're going to do moving forward, because ultimately you are what you put on film. You know, whether it's your culture, whether it's the things that you want to do. We know darn well that we didn't finish well this year. We didn't finish well. We didn't start well. There's a lot of things. It gives us a hell of a lot of things that we got to start working on here on January 14th when our guys get back rolling.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunshine and a little breezy this morning. It is going to become mostly cloudy as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, backing off to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 26 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun, a few flurries with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How you doing?
Did you have a nice...
Had a great one. Great time.
What did you guys do?
Celebrated quietly.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, same here.
Watched a lot of football.
There was a lot of football.
Man, there's just a lot of football.
And good football.
Every day it seemed like there's like three games on.
And it was good football.
It was great football. Done filling around with your headphones there after you turned me down really nice?
Did I?
Yeah. How come that's not on? Hello, hello, hello. That's me. Because you're not plugged in, I don't believe. Yeah, oh. See that little cord over there? Hi, Todd.
Oh, that's always a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
How's that?
There. I can hear my... Okay.
Wow.
It wasn't plugged in.
Right.
All right, I got it now.
Good. You threw
anyway,
your mind down now?
Sorry,
All right.
I was messing with
good
the
Good way to start the new year.
Yes.
Todd, how was your New Year's?
Really uneventful.
Yeah.
Just laid back, and that was really nice.
I didn't see the ball drop or anything like that.
No. Now that Dick Clark's gone, I don't care.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who's that Andy Cohen that they make such a big deal of?
Oh, man. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why people are attracted to him.
And he had this big thing about, by God, he was going to drink on the air. Yeah, and after they sent out a big thing, because he got, hammered the year before or something?
Oh, every year they get totally wasted.
Okay. Wow. Boy, that used to be a huge no-no in the broadcasting world. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge.
Is
huge,
it back?
Huge, huge. I don't know.
I actually know a guy who is in charge of his microphone pot this year. Just that's all that one person did. Was to make sure that his pot, that he could turn it down fast enough.
Oh, that Andy Cohen's? You mean?
Yes.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
That was his only job the entire broadcast, was that one microphone.
And that's why you're here with me.
We're going to hire somebody special to do that.
Absolutely. But yeah, I battled that cough all week, that cold, a cough that everybody has. So.
Just lingering.
You know what I actually went and bought? Some essential oils.
Yeah.
I bought eucalyptus.
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 Yep.
And peppermint.
I got peppermint at home, too.
And you know what I've got for, because I'm the world's worst ironer. If I have to iron a pair of pants or shirt, it's horrific. Okay. Terrible. I just can't do that.
Iron?
Iron. I'm just terrible at ironing. So what I've got is one of those little hand steamers. What I did then is I put a little bit of that last night. I did this. I put a little bit of that oil in the hand steamer and just blew it right in my face. That worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Kind of scorched my face, but other than that.
Yeah. Well, better that than an iron.
Exactly.
I'll give you that.
But that worked out pretty well. Right. But it seems like there's no matter what you do, you can't go less than 7 days on a cold. It's like there's like 2 days. Oh, I think I'm getting a cold. Oh, I don't feel like I'm getting a cold. Then it's like, I got a cold. Then for like 2 days, I had a cold. And then it kind of starts winding down. So I'd say about 8 days. What do you think?
Yeah, I this is day eight.
Yep.
So I hope this is over today, but I feel fine. Hope right?
for you, Todd. Yeah, me too. But I mean,
I feel good. But I still got that stuff in my chest. Right, so when I laugh, I sound like, you know, I've been smoking for 20 years.
Yeah. But it's about 8 days. Don't you think minimum eight, no matter what you do?
Yeah. I told you that my doctor, I called him and.
You don't have an old concierge doctor.
Yeah. And he.
No, you don't. You're making this up. It's like some make-believe guy you have, and you're trying to convince us you have this concierge doctor.
He probably lives above
first
his
of all,
garage.
First
yeah.
of all,
lives in his, lives in that room above his garage.
It's
he
concierge.
There.
It's concierge. You don't say the G. He called. He said to take Allegra D. Did I tell you that?
No.
That's an antihistamine.
Okay.
And you have to go behind the counter because people are using that like for meth or something. So you have to ask for that, and then they ask you for your driver's license. But... because that just dries up your, like, antihistamine, right? So he said to take that 24-hour.
Okay, I thought the guy was kidding with me on Saturday. I bought some DayQuil. And he says, I assume you're old enough for this, right?
Yeah.
You got to be a certain age to buy DayQuil?
I don't know. I think all that stuff went into these homemade drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
I went through 2 bottles of NyQuil and a bottle, well, almost a half a bottle of DayQuil.
No kidding.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah. Aren't they counteracting each other, though? One's to put you to sleep, one's to keep you awake?
Yeah, I slept a lot.
Okay.
I did. I watched football, but, you know, I kind of nodded in.
Boy, that's a good Packer game, though.
Oh, those guys were
Jordan
phenomenal.
Love, I'm telling you.
You said that day one.
Jordan Love. He's got it. He's getting more accurate. He's playing with these kids that nobody even knows. These wide receivers that melted. I'd never heard of him before.
And he showed a lot of leadership. And
absolutely.
Was, yeah. I there are some people, and I know one of them is listening because he's a friend of mine, who thought, well, this guy didn't work out. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And now it's like.
Absolutely.
So you got to give, you got to be patient.
Just got to get that Bears win, man. I'll tell you what. Okay. One step at a time. They could beat the Bears.
Bears could beat them, too.
Bears could beat them.
You know how the Bears come in here with one goal in mind? That's their Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's to beat us.
I agree. Totally, completely, 100%. But I think what would be really sweet, okay, you knock off the Vikings, which is fantastic, knock off the Bears, which would be fantastic, then play the Lions in the first round of the playoffs and knock them off. Basically knock off everybody in the North.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a statement?
Is that the way it would go?
Yeah. Well, generally, depending on whatever else happens, it could go a lot of different ways yet. But I still think that would be one of the coolest things if they could just run roughshod through the division, where it's like everybody thought once Favre was gone, Then once Rodgers was gone, to just kind of run, you know, run the table against the NFC North. I think that would be absolutely fantastic.
I agree.
I think that'd be a wonderful thing. So, but beating the Vikings is special, isn't it? Just something about beating the Vikings. That's cool.
In their house.
Yeah. Absolutely. They got the big skull thing going.
Oh, I know.
The whole,
I don't know. That was a great, great game.
That
for
was
us.
Not even
they
a question.
Did everything right.
Might have been the best game of the year.
Yeah, they'll beat the Bears because they're here. I think the Packers are tough at home, and I think they're going to win.
All right,
don't you?
I think they will. Yes, I do think they will. Absolutely, I think they will.
At the community shelter, we're having, you know, we always have tailgate parties, so I'm using that bear.
Oh, that's
meat.
Right. You got the bear meat for this week.
Your friend,
my buddy Kaz.
Kaz. Yes.
Yeah. So. Oh, nice.
It's
been
great.
Is there anybody there that's ever tasted bear meat before?
I don't know. That's going to be our little treat this Sunday. So yeah,
very cool.
Be making that.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stop by.
That'd be great.
You never know. Nope. I might stop by. You sure you can get through this with that coffee? You're still hacking there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry.
All right. No, I'm just concerned for you.
There's a couple of cough drops in there. I don't know if that'll help you.
I have one.
All right.
I took one this morning. I just, like I said, it's just
Let me get you some of that Vietnamese hot sauce that I got?
No, that is...
That'll clear out, hey, Todd?
It works.
Yeah, it works. It'll make your eyes water like you won't even believe. So, all right. But anyway, heading into 2024, you know what? 23 kind of sucked, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No, okay. Don and I were talking about that New Year's Eve. Like, what were the highlights? I mean, come on. This is our highlight of 2023.
Okay, we'll take this.
We started this.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
On June 26th.
Okay.
I thought 2023 was all right.
All right.
I, had a granddaughter.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good.
You were ringing it out?
I'm glad this one's over.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready for a fresh start.
Okay.
Ready for a fresh start.
Yeah, we got the New Year's resolutions. I'm already 2-2.
2-2 after one day.
Well, it's the second day.
Second day.
But I take a...
What were your gains? What were your losses?
Well, just I take a picture every day. Cause how journaling is important to your well-being, to journal.
Okay.
I mean, you've seen that, right? You heard that. Shrinks tell you that all the time. You got to journal because it's also feel like I'm not really living a life. But I don't like really sitting down and writing for 20 minutes. Excuse me. So anyway, I take a picture date stamped every day.
Of yourself?
Well, of an event, of something I'm doing that day. So I look back and that's like my journal.
Huh.
I do that. And this year, do you do that, Dad?
No.
But do you journal? Do you write something on your calendar? You have to track what you're doing so you feel like you're accomplishing things.
All right.
And then I'm having a healthy shake.
Oh, tell me about this.
I got a blender, one of those Ninja.
Yeah, I've got one of those too.
Do you?
Yeah.
So just, you know.
Got it for Christmas.
Yeah, that's
nice.
I'm
anxious to use it, actually.
Well, you should. You know, put a banana, apple, orange in there, a little powder.
What kind of powder?
That, you know, that protein powder.
Like creatine?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. That's a steroid. Remember creatine was one of the big steroid type things?
Oh, no, yeah. Protein powder, and then you're good. Drink that, and you'll be fine.
All righty.
So that's obviously working for me.
How's the workout? after day one? How's the workout thing going?
I was off because I was not well. So I sent him a text, but tomorrow.
Okay.
Back at it tomorrow.
Getting back at it, huh?
Back tomorrow.
All right.
10 o'clock.
Okay. I saw you weighed yourself. How's that going?
It's good. It's good. I'm making progress, Johnny.
Well, share it with us?
I am. I am just over two. I'm at 215.6.
Okay.
So I will be at 210 by the end of the month. Easy.
Easy.
So then I'll be at 200 by March 1st.
And then Todd, you writing this down?
Then I start the real program.
Oh. Then I start
running.
Okay.
And get down to that 160 that I belong to.
160?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. 160.
65.
165. So that's 35.
I got to run my 10K.
So basically 50 pounds.
Right. My 10K. Remember, I'm running a 10K? You're doing a million steps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm doing 1,000 miles.
When are you going to run the 10K?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen.
What?
I don't think that's going to happen.
John, your resolution should be to believe in
people. That's my, you know what? That's my new resolution. That's me 2024. Believe in Jim.
Believe in people.
The year of believing in
Jim.
So
now when I say I'm going to run 10 cases, Jim, that's awesome. How can I help you?
Absolutely.
How can I help you?
I should not be discouraging. Yes.
No.
What can I do?
Right.
What can I do
to be
for
part
you?
Of your success?
Yes.
To help you become more successful. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, that's a great resolution.
I'm glad we had
this conversation.
Good. What do you think, suggesting towards me, do you think, you know, tough love type thing I should probably do?
What do I think you should do?
Yeah, to make me make 2024 a better me, the year of Mino.
Well, you have a good disposition on life. You're always in a pretty good mood, so that's good. I think you should, this is it, I think you should be more forgiving. Because when somebody crosses you, it's over for them. And I think if you would give them just one more...
Why'd you say that?
It's kind of like looking in the mirror, though.
I know, right?
Come on.
Isn't it, though?
Jim, come on.
Holy cow. I don't know if you're the best person to be dishing out advice, buddy. Got to be honest with you. I might find somebody else. A new advice coach. All right. Mind of the Mayor, getting the start here in 2024. Back after this. You wind up playing anyway. It's
okay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Another short week. That's kind of nice, though.
It is, right?
I like that. Wouldn't it be great if there's just 4 days, weeks, 4 day weeks,
well,
4 day work weeks?
People are moving toward that. All right. 10 hour days, but I would sign up for that.
I would too. No question. Have that extra day off.
And
no
that,
question.
You still got energy at the last 2 hours of the
absolutely.
Day. Getting in 2 hours early.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. One of the cool things of 2023. We're talking about the good and the bad, and one of the good is the progress that this group that's with me right now, Gail and Kim, Noor. Just tell us a little bit the journey about building some homes for veterans in the Brown County area. It seems like you guys have been, not to jinx you, but win. You've been stacking them up, haven't you, when it comes to dealing with the people that make decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been having a great 2023.
Yep.
Our dream, our vision is kind of coming together, and with the help of so many people. I think that's kind of the coolest part about this whole thing, is we've been finding out, obviously there was a need. And I think Green Bay does a good job of addressing that. And we have a solution. And I think people are just getting on board left and right.
Veterans First is the name of the organization. And what exactly is the goal there, Gail?
The goal is to get them, if they are unsheltered, get them shelter and services and employment, meaningful employment for them. And in 2 years, they'll have enough money saved up to move into one of our affordable homes. And in 3 more years, they should have enough money saved up to purchase a home on their own with a VA home loan or find some other suitable apartments for themselves.
So talk again a little about the actual physical structure of what you plan on building.
Sure. We're going to have 17 units when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. That'll be 400 square feet. Those will be single bedroom. And then we're going to have 4 units that'll be 2 bedrooms. They'll be more of a transitional. Those will be a 2-year program to get people off the street or out of shelter. And then, like Gail said, hopefully back into an affordable unit.
Now, one of Jim's, actually his number one passion, to be totally honest with you, is helping with homeless at the NEW Community Shelter. But he's a very firm believer. It's not just a place for somebody to, and please, I don't mean this in a bad way, but to flop. Somebody that's just, you know, okay, I'm going to do these bad things or things that are hurting myself. And then, this is a place to sleep for the night and then go. That is not your mission, right,
no,
Jim?
No, it's not. The wraparound services, that you talk about and to have a plan. I love hearing the plan, the 5-year plan. I just think it's important because just a meal and a cot just doesn't do it for them. You know, people might feel better, but
just treading water.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you've got a program in mind and I think the community likes a little structure, a little programming. And I think people are going to come out of the woods on this one. This is a great project you're doing, and I just applaud you for the steps you've been taking.
Yeah, we found that so many of the veterans just need that little bit of a hand up. You know, they're down, and they just don't know where to turn or just need that support. You know, some of them just need, we're basically like a little bit of a family around them.
Right. And you have a community room there as well for camaraderie. We talked about that a number of times with other veterans.
Which is so important.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. The community center will be a place where they can do all of their groups and therapies and trainings and, you know, come together for cookouts and that kind of thing.
I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of creating that. Is that okay?
You're always welcome.
Can I put my museum in there too, or is that a separate? Right. I want that to be part of the community room. Is that okay?
Yes, that's what our plan is.
And then how much do we need for that? Was it $75,000 for the naming rights?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. Love it. That's my goal.
Yeah, don't give that away. I mean, let John, really, he's very passionate about that. So, and I think we can help him do that. That's his.
I want to go with this big, okay?
He does.
Sounds good. We just got a bunch of items for that, like World War II newspaper.
Oh, neat.
Four different newspaper articles about.
Cool.
Right at World War II, like when it was
nice.
Ending.
Hey, by the way, tell a little bit about, like, politically, you guys have had to jump through hoops, but everyone has landed safely. And the most recent one was about a week or so ago.
Yeah, December 20th, our project was put in front of the full county board.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a unanimous vote for them to donate us 3.5 acres.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not easy to get a unanimous vote in politics, is it, Jim?
No, only to adjourn. I know. No, that's tough. But I talked to some supervisors, and, you know, this is, how can you vote against this?
Yeah.
Well, what was the impetus for you, Gail? I know, Kim, you both have roles, and you're both experts in your fields, but go back a little bit on yours, Kim. This wasn't just an overnight thing. This is something that was just sort of accumulating in your mind for a lot of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. 6 years at the County Veterans Service Office, I was taking a lot of phone calls every day from veterans who were either unsheltered or they were losing their home and they couldn't afford their rent. And I was trying to find places for them. I joined the Brown County Homeless and Housing Coalition to see if I could help them. And then we went to visit VOW, Veterans Outreach and Recovery, in Racine. And we noticed how nice their village was of tiny homes, and their success rate is 73% success rate from homelessness to successful in 14 months.
That's fantastic.
So we want to we're partnering with them. We're going to use the same philosophies and the same plans that they are doing, and then Kim retired as a home builder, carpenter, and I just said, honey, we got to do something about this. We got to do what Racine is doing.
Well, it's right on the honey-do list right off the bat.
Oh, boy, does he have a honey-do list? That's, 21 that's units
a,
or 17?
That's a hell of a honey-do list.
Yeah. But isn't that nice to have a model? Because they probably learned a little bit in doing this, made a couple mistakes. I mean, nothing major, but, you know, that's just going to save you that kind of time.
Yeah, we did go to the city with the same plans, and they said, oh, you need to have bathrooms and kitchens or this isn't going to happen. Racine didn't have that. So we changed our plans and we added bathrooms and kitchens, and then they were on board.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good suggestion. Cost more, but I mean, it was a good suggestion. Yeah.
But now, what are some of the other criteria as far as like bringing people in? Because, you know, when I was working in the veterans world, there are people that need more help than just putting them inside of a building. Okay. They need help before they even go there. Or again, you're kind of treading water. What are some of the things that you look for? Who's going to be kind of the gatekeeper, sort of? Because the one thing that I always said at our place that we had in Appleton, there was the number one thing, are you going to be a good neighbor for a good neighbor?
Right.
You know, we got some really good people. You want to put good people near them. How do you walk that fine line?
I believe they're going to have to sign a contract saying they're going to work with, they're going to work on themselves. They're going to be a good neighbor. They have to do 20 hours of either work or volunteer work per week. They have to meet with their case manager. They have to, if they're a VA eligible health care, they have to meet with their VA case manager. If they're not VA eligible, we're going to have a case manager on site that they're going to meet with. They have to have goals. Like, are you meeting your goals?
See, that's the thing. It's not just you're opening up this facility and, hey, welcome aboard. Everybody come on in and see ya.
Right. Absolutely.
Nope. Yeah. They have to agree. They have to sign a contract to say they're going to work on things.
Beautiful.
That's great. And we have that as well at NEW. It's the case manager once a week. If you don't meet with them, you know, you got to take some corrective action, but you've got to be with the program because the more you put into it, the better it's going to be. How about the accessibility? Because we do see some veterans that may have, you know, accessibility issues. Will that be addressed?
Yeah, all of the homes will be a universal ADA.
Really?
You know, so we'll have low, I mean, all the doorways will be 3 foot. You know, all the switches will be rocker switches.
Ramps?
And actually, we probably won't need any ramps.
No steps.
There's no
steps. Also, zero clearance or whatever.
Yeah. And the showers are rolling.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of home builders that are doing that now because of, like, the, quote, mother-in-law type apartments that, you know, the older people come back and live with the kids. I know some people, they're putting them in, just, boom, let's just put them in, and they're there.
Or just maybe, Johnny, the aging population.
Or that.
Yeah.
And which we are going to be solar as well.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. That's great. We're with Gail and Kim Knorr. Phenomenal project. I want to be involved with you guys. Veterans First, you guys are outstanding. Back after this. Smoking with the boys.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Emergency at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. A Japan Airlines plane in flames after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac overnight. Incredibly, all of the nearly 400 passengers on board were safely evacuated, but five Coast Guard members are missing. And in central Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting in an earthquake.
The country's prime minister warns damage from the powerful earthquake is widespread and casualties are likely to rise after it struck off the coast of central Japan. American Daniel Smith was visiting Toyama when the quake hit.
First, it just started very slowly, and everybody kind of left it off. You know, they thought, oh, this is kind of humorous, you know, on New Year's Day. And then it was just a violent shake.
In the aftermath, hundreds of aftershocks and more panic. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
One winning ticket in last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize sold at a store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, outside Flint. The lucky winner hasn't come forward yet. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New, higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. There's one state elections official who says he wants a database his peers across the country could share to fight misinformation spread by artificial intelligence. Adrian Fonce is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State.
Our election officials can have this reference space where they can go learn more, figure more out, and then continue to up their own game.
A recent poll finds most Americans are concerned about the role AI will play in spreading lies in this year's elections. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sunshine and a little breezy this morning. It is going to become mostly cloudy as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, backing off to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 26 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun, a few flurries with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Ho, 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 what in the window?
Maybe it's cold outside.
So where do I go? Ho,
come on,
ho.
Santa. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Put no money down, no payment, and no interest for up to 18 months.
Pella now, pay later.
Ho, that's ho. Right, Santa. Plus, our elves install year-round and in as little as 1 day. Offer ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com. To learn more.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the Talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back here on this, what is it, 25? Well, it feels colder out there, doesn't it? Does it feel colder than 25 out there?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit.
I shouldn't have worn this tank top. I just want to start the new year in a sexy note.
Those the graphics they used for yesterday's special was pretty good. Because I think in that picture, they've got you in a tank top and some short shorts.
Yeah.
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 That was good.
Yeah. I posed for it last week. Yes.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They'll be there if you have a problem in an hour or less. And they pretty much guarantee that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you have a plumbing problem, if you have water in your basement, if you have water anywhere in your house where it's not supposed to be, if by goodness gracious you have some sort of a fire issue, they will be there to help in every way possible. They'll take care of your property. They'll clean it out. They'll get it taken care of. They'll do anything it takes. These guys do it from their heart. It's not just a business. 920 Midwest, 920 Midwest, Midwest Restoration. These guys are absolutely fantastic. Give them a call. And like they always say, they hope you never have to give them a call. But if you do, 920 Midwest, they will be there to help. With Gail and Kim Knorr, they are deeply involved in a very big project. And this is one of those projects you're either deeply involved or you're not involved. True?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
No middle ground.
No. It is very involved and very time consuming. But the people that, like I said, the people that are coming around us, and sometimes you get a little bit fatigued, but then you get a couple people that come back and put all the energy back into you.
Well, Veterans First is the name of your organization. And when did the light bulb first go off where it's like, holy cow, we got to take it another step? I mean, we're giving them as much help as we can with the VOSs and things like that, or VSOs rather. But it's like, we got to take another step. When did that light bulb go off?
Just a few years back for me, 2 years for sure. Again, taking those phone calls and realizing that I also worked as a counselor at a veterans homeless shelter, and it just seemed like they didn't have their own space. It seemed like they needed their own space, and so that's when we visited VOW in Racine, the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Shelter, the Tiny Homes Village, and we just decided we needed that here.
That's fantastic. There's something to be said, too, because even when the facility I was at, you know, when some of these guys had been living in their cars, it's not even a question. And that's a whole other subject, because I know people that live in their vehicles and you would think they were a successful business person. It doesn't have the caricature you have in your head of a homeless person. Sometimes there are a lot of things that you don't see that have led to them being in that situation. So I guess what I'm saying is, you guys, having been involved with this before, Gail, especially, you see that there are many facets of what leads to a person being homeless. And, you know, sometimes I've had people say, well, why are you only helping the vets? Why aren't you helping all these? Well, you know what? You can only do so much. You kind of got to pick a lane and give that lane as much attention as humanly possible. At least that's the way I feel.
Yeah, you have to, because of the resources are so selective.
Yes.
You know, so you have to become a little bit of an expert, and Gail has definitely got a good job, good jump on that. So I think, like you said, you got to pick your lane and then really try to focus in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a passion there.
Right.
Right? For me, I'm a veteran. I was a hospital corpsman at the age of 18, taking care of Vietnam vets who were severely injured. And that's how this all started, really, back then, 40 years ago.
And that's one of those things, too. When, you know, a lot of people, I've had, say, oh, I really want to help vets, really want to help vets, really want to help vets. But part of the helping people like that is, it's kind of like the fun part where it's, oh, look what we're doing. They don't see the trenches part. They don't see the in the trenches part like you have, Gail, and that you've experienced now, Kim. That's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
And I have PTSD. I've struggled with substance use. I'm a certified peer specialist, so I can help those who are struggling with those things.
Now, you've seen the dark side.
Been there, done that.
Lived it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're getting calls already, you know, and so I can see where Gail got frustrated with that, because, you know, right now we're not up and running, so we don't have a place to put them.
Right.
You know, so you have to be able to take it to the next step. Where can they go? And I'm sure you experienced that too, John.
No question.
Where can they go if we can't take care of them?
Right. Hardest night, one of my hardest nights of my life, one time, like I told you this story a couple of years back, was at the other facility in Appleton, and unbelievably cold night, and this guy, his voucher didn't come through or whatever, and you know, there's so much red tape in dealing with different things, as you guys know, and he wasn't able to get back into his apartment for the weekend. The landlord wouldn't let him in, and I'm like, well, where are you going to go? And he's like, I'm going to sleep in my truck. It's like unbelievably the best I could, because I tried to get in a hotel room, and it was a Packer weekend, so the lowest rated hotel in that area was like almost $300 a night. And all I could do was bring him more blankets and things like that, because every homeless facility was full and wasn't letting anybody else in. And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy going to freeze to death tonight? I mean, it was like the most hopeless, helpless feeling I've ever had, other than taking him home and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then, like you said, John, once you can have that face with a problem,
yes,
it changes your outlook entirely.
You're exactly correct. Yep.
So you got to be a resource navigator too. That's what I called myself. You have to know what the resources are. Have those phone numbers, have those contacts, so you can send them to places if you don't have this resource.
Yeah, you're not going to be that person isn't going to be the one that answers all their questions, but it puts them in touch with the people that have the right answers that they're looking for.
Yeah, if we don't.
If you don't.
Yeah.
So the fiscal structure again, tell me a little bit more about this.
Sure.
When you drop the blueprints, what are we going to see?
Yeah, well, there'll be basically the 400 square foot units will be 16 foot wide, 25 foot deep, single bedrooms. They'll have a nice size living room, I mean, for that size unit. They'll have a full kitchen, and then the ADA bathrooms. So they'll be wheelchair accessible, no curbs on the showers, that type of thing. And the 600 will basically be a 400, just made a little bit wider. So we're putting another bedroom on, and the living room area will be a little bit bigger.
That's a nice floor plan. That'd be perfect.
I really
and then
think
they're
so.
Responsible for keeping it up, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll probably be a little bit more involved than a normal apartment unit as
right.
far as getting involved with, you know, getting into the units and
yeah.
and that type of thing. Getting them out also.
Now, as far as criteria, what if somebody does have abuse problems? Alcohol or drug abuse problems?
So we will definitely work with them with the case manager. We're going to do an ASAM, which is an assessment to see
right.
what the level is, and then go from there. I mean, if they have VA, if they have VA eligibility, then of course they would see someone at the VA for that. If they don't have VA eligibility, I'm going to help them because I'm a substance abuse counselor at the Jackie Nitschke Center right now. So I have that experience. I run groups. I meet with clients every day, and we do goals. We understand that sometimes the military trauma can lead to a type of substance use. So we're going to address that. We're going to address the traumas.
We're with Gail and Kim from Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, supportive, affordable, tiny home village for veterans. You guys got a great location out off of St. Anthony's Drive.
Perfect.
Perfect location. So close to the Veterans Center. We're on the bus line. That part's fantastic. Gail, let me ask you this. There was a young veteran I was going to interview for my current book that I'm working on, and he called me and said, I just can't do it yet. And this is a young guy, okay? And I'm like, where are you at with it? I just can't say anything. I can't talk yet. And I'm like, when do you think you will? He goes, I don't know if I ever will. But it's like, I just felt like there was almost like this sore festering under the skin or something that needed help. But until they're ready, it's tough, isn't it?
It is tough, yeah. And that's why when we have the group setting in the community center, they might be more comfortable talking amongst themselves. But then there again, if there's a counselor like myself who has been through some of those things, they might be more apt to be open and share and then try to process that.
Now, you seem too young to be a part of the Vietnam veteran, but you actually were, huh?
Just after that.
That's what I mean,
so
yeah.
So I started in 1982.
Okay. And that's when a lot of them were finally starting to come out in certain ways that they do have issues. They were addressing it because beforehand there wasn't a lot of support.
No, there wasn't. There was none at all.
I will say this for a lot of my Vietnam vet friends, when they came back and they tried to go for treatment or whatever, and it was just kind of no one really understood Agent Orange. No one understood a lot of the other things, you know, psychological things that you'd carry with you when you came home. Everybody pretty much assumed it was like, you know, World War II. Hey, the war is over. Life is good. Let's raise a family. You know, life's a bowl of cherries. Not like that. And some of those things that were so under the surface, and not to make it, you know, a one-stop shop here, but a lot of them tried to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. It's not even a question.
Right, right. That PTSD is very, It's very prevalent. And also, we don't even know that we have it sometimes.
Right.
You know, but there's something called post-traumatic growth that people don't hear about. I already heard about PTSD, but people don't hear about post-traumatic growth. So it means that when you've been through this trauma, you can be stronger than the normal person that hasn't been through that trauma. If you deal with it and talk about it and process it, you can get over to the other side of post-traumatic growth.
I will say the one good thing you got going for you now with our veterans is that we do welcome them home with open arms. And the Vietnam vets, I think, were very instrumental in making sure that they'll kick the doors down and make sure we welcome these young people back home. And I think just psychologically, that's a big barrier to overcome, don't you?
Yeah, we've been very supported by the Rolling Thunder Chapter 3 in Green
Absolutely.
Bay. A lot of them are Vietnam vets, and they just love what we're doing. They get behind us. They've donated quite a bit of money, and they just love what we're doing. And that's why, because they want to help the next veteran.
Yeah, you think they'd be bitter, but they're definitely not.
No, it's almost like they're past that stage, and they found an outlet.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
And that's what post-traumatic growth does for you. It makes you want to help the next person struggling with those problems.
And people have no idea. I mean, I got buddies that Vietnam vets especially, who went through years and years. I know one guy that went to a facility, and he was there 6 months before he said a word to anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
He would go to every single meeting and not say a word for 6 months.
Yeah, I can absolutely. Yeah, we had one guy that we're working with. We actually got him in a shelter out in Chippewa Falls, and he had some other complications, so I had to drive him back and forth a few times. The first three trips, barely good morning. And then by the fourth time, all of a sudden it started coming out.
There's got to be that trust factor more than anything else, like a real sincere trust factor. Can't be just on the surface.
Right, right.
But it's one of those things, too, I think, once they realize somebody's in it, because there are a lot of people, I don't want to say do-gooders, but they wanted to help but just didn't know how. And with you guys devoting your lives to this, basically, that gives you such legitimacy of what the sincerity part of it is versus just somebody, well, we're the such and such the Eagles Club, and this week our thing is to help. You know what I mean? It's got to go beneath the surface to really show the sincereness.
Yeah, lifetime. I mean, I've been working with veterans for 40 years, you know, and 22 years at the post office, which is 75% veterans.
Yeah.
And I was a union steward fighting for veterans' rights, right? And then 6 years at the CVSO office. It just never stops. I don't ever want to stop.
To your point a little bit, John, you know, about how, you know, like the Eagle Scouts and that type of thing. What we've been finding out is so many people want to help, and then they can jump aboard a bigger project,
exactly.
And then they can make a bigger impact.
Yeah,
that's what we've been finding out.
Yeah, and then again, I'm not to put their efforts are noble, they're great, their heart's in exactly the right place. But you take that passion and put it somewhere where you know it's a little bit more of a direct hit.
Yeah.
That's the cool part.
Yeah,
and we do have about 30 different agencies that want to help us.
Outstanding.
In all different ways.
Great.
And what about people like me who, working with John now, I'm learning more and more about these individuals who've come back and what they're dealing with. It's been very eye-opening for me, but I don't have that experience. So how can someone like me help you guys help these men and women?
I'll start that, Gil. I think we really encourage that. You know, I'm not a veteran myself, and it's the same thing. I've been going through a real education process myself, and I think people like yourself, it'd be important to get into the community center, you know, maybe for our cookouts or that type of thing, just to get some kind of a relationship with some of these veterans.
Or if you have some kind of outlet that you want to do a class, like Kim's going to do woodworking classes. We have people who want to do art classes. We are going to have animal therapy. We're going to have gardening. You can sign up to come to any of those outings, you know, like he said, cookouts with music and that kind of thing.
If I could just read some of these, excuse me, Kevin, but just substance abuse therapy, mental health therapy, traumatic brain injury help, career training, job placement, construction apprenticeships, financial literacy, peer support groups, 12-step groups, art therapy, woodworking classes, Beyond Trails, horse therapy, which is a great thing, dog therapy, which is awesome, gardening, fishing, hunting trips, veteran group cookouts, volunteer opportunities, spiritual support. It's phenomenal.
But I do think that the more we get the community into the village, I think it's going to be better for the community, and it's going to be better for our veterans.
What you guys are doing is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. And, you know, I hope you don't mind a tag along for the ride.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
And if you like, keep us posted on our – come look at our website. We're going to have places where you can sign up. VeteransFirstNEW.com.
Awesome. Gail, Kim, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. The Mirror, we sent him home, didn't we, Todd?
Hopefully he's back in bed.
We literally sent him home. He still has that cough rattle around his chest that ain't going nowhere for the time being. So, sent him home. Rest up, Jim.
Good luck.
Take some of your miracle drink. Snuggle up with Milton and just get rid of your nasty old cold.
You're feeling better a little bit, though?
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah. I always say it's 8 days. First couple of days, it's like, am I getting something? I don't feel good. Then that third is, I got a bleeping cold. Then it's bad for like about 3 days. Then it just starts winding down. That's the way I see it.
So this started like 2 weeks ago. Jim came in and was coughing a little bit.
Yeah.
By that evening, I was going,
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then those first 2 or 3 days were...
They're miserable. They just are. Say what you want about, you know, he's whining about a cold. But those first two or three days, they're not a lot of fun.
Now, honestly, you know, these guys, we love Kim and Gail so much.
Yeah.
I have learned so much working with you the past 6 months about veterans and what they go through. You think you have a vision or an understanding of what these people may have gone through, right?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you learn everything you think you know is absolutely wrong.
There's another layer.
Oh my gosh, there's so many layers.
There's so many different layers that go around with this. Yeah, but I'm so excited to be involved with them. What a fantastic group they've put together. Their Tiny Home Village, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, support of affordable tiny home villages for veterans. I want to be involved with that community center and the museum. Those are my two big things.
Is it going to be the John Minot Museum?
No. We'll get somebody, but it's $75,000 for the naming rights, which is, you know, pretty healthy. But I'm going to see if I can find somebody for that $75,000, then I'm going to put together the museum. What do you think?
Love it.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be right up your alley.
I know, right? I know.
I kind of see you as a teacher in all this.
Oh, I like this.
I do. Like,
talk a little bit about the history part.
You tell the story of all these individuals, right?
I'll do that. I'd be glad to do that. So I need somebody out there. Do we have any volunteers to donate $75,000 right now? It'll be in your name or whomever's name you would like it named after.
Sure.
How's that?
That's great.
Good?
Yeah.
Or maybe 37.5 each? Is that half of 75?
I don't know.
Don't ask me to do that. I shouldn't have done that. I blame myself. But yeah, if we can get a couple people or maybe even three at $25,000 a piece, that it could be like a, you know, like a lawyer's firm, you know, Jablonski, so-and-so community center. We could do that. $25,000 each.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Open the phone lines. And how do people contact you on the app?
You can actually, the app seems to be down a little bit this morning. Uh-oh. So if you'd rather call the studio, that would work too.
Okay.
920-264-0606. 264-0606. I'll take your information. I'll pass it along.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work. Or maybe we can do three fundraisers that raise $25,000 for each.
There you go.
Might be able to do that. That's a possibility. With the ping pong drop, that'll bring in $25.
I don't want to speak ill of him because he's not here and
right.
he can't, you know, stand
defend
up for himself.
Right.
The ping pong ball drop is just, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know that, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to.
He's
Can you imagine the
he's
mess?
Clinging to it.
Can you imagine the mess that would make in the river and all that?
Yeah. No, he's clinging to that he's going to have a helicopter on June 26th, drop, I forget how many thousands of ping pong balls. And they're all going to have like a little prize on them. You chase down the ball and you get like, you know, $10 gift certificate to Custard's or someplace. And
yeah,
he thinks that's going to be a big thing. And I'm sure he's listening. So, you know, we're not talking behind his back.
No.
We know he's listening.
I like his enthusiasm.
Yeah. But now we're in the year of the Lord, 2024. The old pink ball drop ain't going to happen.
Yeah, probably won't happen.
What if we did this? How great would a thing would this be? What if we did something that would be even more spectacular? It would still be with a helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay. What if we hooked Milton up with a parachute? And we parachute Milton in and we have a big target type thing.
Sure.
And like wherever he landed that, you know, X number of people would win there, would whatever. What do you think about that?
I like that idea.
I do too.
Or I like if you guys went up and you both parachuted off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen. I got an artificial hip. They tell me that's one of the things they can't do is water ski and skydive anymore.
Do they really tell you that?
Yeah. Water skiing and skydiving.
Why
two
can't
things.
You? Water skiing. I would think that would be okay.
Oh, they told me not to water ski.
Were you a water skier before?
Never.
How about a skydiver?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So really, it didn't change your life?
Not at all. Best advice. It's the advice I've taken more to heart than any advice I'd ever gotten before or since in my lifetime. Yes. Those two things. So there you go. By the way, today is National Science Fiction Day. It seems like you'd be a big science fiction guy.
I'm really not.
Okay. I've never read a science fiction book or seen a science fiction movie in my life. Today's National Cream Puff Day. Love the cream puff. Tough to eat. You got to know how to do it. National Buffet Day. There's nothing better than buffets.
Yeah, that's the reason why, though, our country, we're all overweight.
I know. How many did you put on over the holiday weekend?
I'm doing better. I actually, because I'm not feeling great, I'm not eating quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
5.
Is that an additional 5 over the original?
I'm starting the year 2024 at 235 pounds, which is incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, but you'll fix that because you'll remedy that very quickly.
I eat when I get sick. When I have a cold, I eat.
See, I'm the opposite.
I eat. Cuba Gooding Jr., who was just amazing, and Jerry Maguire, 56. Boy, it seems like he should be older, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Then he was also good in that movie where he played the Navy guy who had lost a leg and wanted to become one of those scuba guys. You ever see that one?
Let me see.
A deep sea diver. I think Robert De Niro was in it as well. I still think that would be, you know, I can't swim.
Was that Men of Honor?
Men of Honor. I can't swim, so my chances of having a successful scuba diving career are probably not great.
Right.
But I would do that other thing where they put you in the full body suit with the like, the thing like the porthole helmet and they just drop you down and you walk. I could do that. I would love to do that.
Never mind, like, is that from the 20s and 30s? Those big.
They still use those guys.
Do they really?
Yeah. Still use those guys. Yeah. For like underwater welders and things like that. I would like to do that and then become an underwater welder. Am I too old for that career to begin in 24?
Well, you got that new hip. I'm not really sure what the doctor would say about that.
Good point. But I would like to be one of those guys. I would put on one of those suits, and I would go down, and I'd walk around. I would.
I don't. What would you search for?
A lot of stuff. I'd become one with the sturgeon. I'm just telling you. So we sent the mayor home, but we still got a full house coming up. We got Sandra Rank joining us inside the house with Keller Williams. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be back right after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.